North Pacific Union Gleaner, 1907. December 4, 1907. Words of encouragement to workers. Ellen G. White. God has given me words to speak to His people in these last days. Time is short, and God has a special work for each to do. All are to employ their God-given talents as the Spirit of God shall direct them. The preaching of the Word is one of the means by which God designs to bring light and evidence to the world. It must be done in such a way that those who listen will not be repulsed by any coarseness or lack of refinement in the messenger. A sweetness of disposition and humility of mind are to be revealed by those whom God employs to give a knowledge of Himself. Divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, may be changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This is a process of knowledge that will broaden the mind, impact spiritual excellence, and give to the character the comeliness and perfection that was seen in the character of Christ. Those who faithfully study the words of Christ and His methods of labor will learn to present the truth in a way that will yield definite and lasting results for good. I am bidden to speak words of encouragement to those who are preparing themselves for service in the cause of God. When compassed with difficulties, remember that there is one who is infinite in wisdom, who will be your help. Bring your perplexities to the one who understands all your difficulties. If you will seek His wisdom instead of relying upon the judgment and knowledge of human beings, the help that He has promised will surely be given you. The parting words of the Savior to His disciples should speak encouragement to every servant of God till the close of time. The 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain, where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. What greater assurance than this can we ask? We have the Lord's positive assurance that while we instruct others, He will be with us to be our instructor. Those who work for God will meet with discouragement, but the promise is always theirs. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. God will give a most wonderful experience to those who will say, I believe thy promise. I will not fail nor become discouraged. The Lord has a work for women as well as for men to do. They can accomplish a good work for God if they will learn first in the school of Christ the precious, all-important lesson of meekness. They must not only bear the name of Christ, but possess His Spirit. They must walk even as He walked, purifying their souls from everything that defiles. Then they will be able to benefit others by presenting the all-sufficiency of Jesus. Paul, in his letters to the churches, makes mention of women who were laborers with him in the gospel. Writing to the Romans, he says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Centuria, that ye receive her in the Lord, as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Greet Aquila and Priscilla, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my sake laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my brother in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Again to the Philippian church, the apostle writes, Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, or if there be any praise, think on these things. It is not only upon those who preach the word that God has placed the responsibility of seeking to save sinners. He has given this work to all. The words, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, are spoken to each one of Christ's followers. All who are ordained unto the life of Christ are ordained to work for the salvation of their fellow men. The same longing that he felt for the saving of the lost is to be manifest in them. Not all can fill the same place, but for all there is a place and work. All upon whom God's blessings have been bestowed are to respond by actual service. Every gift is to be employed for the advancement of his kingdom. December 11, 1907. To Ministering Brethren, Ellen G. White. There is a great and increasing need that those who minister in word and doctrine should be learners in the school of Christ. The influence of the one who preaches the word should be an influence that will lead souls to seek eternal life. In these last days, many influences will arise to draw the worker from standing firmly for a Thus saith the Lord. Men who themselves have departed from the faith will seek to draw workers into controversy, and by this method, attempt to present heresies that will lead souls astray. My brethren, do not be enticed by such influences. Engage in no debate. Take no heed to the persuasions and challenges of those who would draw you from your legitimate work. You have no time to voice their sentiments or to repeat their words. Time is golden. Truth is precious. We are to carry forward the work of God in the same spirit of simplicity that has marked our efforts for the past 50 years. But while our work is to be done in simplicity and meekness, we are to stand firmly for the principles of the faith. The Savior has given the promise of his presence to all who labor in the spirit of true service. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, he says. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. As you present the word to your hearers, claim this promise of Christ's presence. There is no day, no hour of the day, when he will not be near you by his Holy Spirit. He is in every meeting that is held in his name. His promise is given for as long as time shall last. Be careful, messengers. Do not be anxious to hear and accept new theories, for often they are such as should never be presented before any congregation. Speak no boastful, self-exalting words. Let the word of God come forth from lips that are sanctified by the truth. Every minister is to preach the truth as it is in Jesus. He should be assured of that which he affirms, and should handle the word of God under the direction of the Holy Spirit of God. Walk and work carefully before God, my brethren, that no soul may be led into deception by your example. It had been better for you never to have been born than that you should lead one soul astray. Those who profess to be servants of God need to make diligent work for the obtaining of that life where sin and sickness and sorrow cannot enter. They are to be instant in season and out of season. God is calling for reformers who will speak strong, uplifting words from our pulpits. It is when men speak their own words in their own strength, instead of preaching the word of God in the power of the Spirit, that they are hurt and offended when their words are not received with enthusiasm. It is then that they are tempted to speak words that will arouse a spirit of bitterness and opposition in their hearts. My brethren, be advised. Such words are not to come from the lips of Christ's ambassadors. Sanctified lips will speak words that reform, but do not exasperate. The truth is to be presented in the meekness and love of Christ. I heard the words spoken, "Prepare to meet thy God." If you will learn of Jesus, you will possess a power that will take hold of hearts. You will speak words that will be a savor of life unto life. Shake off the worldly spirit that would take possession of our people. Pray, oh pray, and believe that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If the minister's lips are touched with a live coal from off the altar, he will lift up Jesus as the sinner's only hope. When the heart of the speaker is sanctified through the truth, his words will be living realities to himself and others. Those who hear him will know that he has been with God and has drawn near to him in effectual, fervent prayer. The Holy Spirit has fallen upon him. His soul has felt the vital, heavenly fire, and he will be able to compare spiritual things with spiritual. Power will be given to him to tear down the strongholds of Satan. Hearts will be broken by his presentation of the love of God, and many will inquire, "What must I do to be saved?" Mrs. E. G. White, December 18, 1907. To Ministers and Teachers, Ellen G. White. Those who teach the Word need not feel that they must search up some new and intricate subject to present to the churches. The most profitable subjects that can be presented are those that Christ dwelt upon when teaching his disciples and the multitudes that daily followed him. The common people heard him gladly. When our ministers seek to present something that is new and strange to the common people, they are not following the custom of Christ. Sometimes the things they endeavor to present they do not themselves understand, and they lead minds away from the path of truth and righteousness. Self, self. When will self die? And when shall we learn what it means to follow in the footsteps of Jesus? Let us, as ministers and teachers, study the sermons of Christ, and by prayerful effort, learn to comprehend the very spirit of these discourses. They are to be presented so that the common people can understand them. Let us study over and over again the 14th to the 17th chapters of John. The last sermons of Christ and his last prayer for his disciples contain precious instruction, the treasures of which, study as we may, we can never exhaust. The work to be done in our churches should begin with our leaders. When they humble their souls before God, when they confess their sins and become truly converted, their lives will reveal the transformation within. Selfishness will be emptied from their hearts. Self-confidence will die. The disposition to dominate and control will disappear. Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. This is a representation of the man who does not humble his heart before the Lord, and give up his will to the will of God. This man has lost his discernment and cannot be trusted. And because he has rejected the warnings of God, he has greatly hindered the work of the Lord. He shall inhabit the parched places of the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Another class is represented in the next words of the prophet. Blessed is the man who trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The prophet continues, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken thee, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee, neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest, that which came out of my lips was right before thee. Be not a terror unto me. Thou art my hope in the day of evil. Let them be confounded that persecute me, and let me not be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. Bring upon them the days of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. We need to understand these Old Testament figures and representations. Let us give them earnest consideration. We are slow to realize that these things foretold by the Lord's servants have been fulfilled and are being fulfilled in our present history. God has provided divine assistance for all the emergencies to which our human resources are unequal. He gives the Holy Spirit to help in every strait, to strengthen our hope and assurance, to illuminate our minds and purify our hearts. He means that sufficient facilities shall be provided for the working out of His plans. My ministering brethren, I bid you seek counsel from God. Seek Him with the whole heart, and whatsoever He saith unto you, do.